Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us this morning is Jonathan Feldstein. He's founder of Genesis 123 organization. Jonathan, good morning to you. What does it feel like to be in Israel this morning?
Well, Howard, when you said good morning, you know, it's the first time in 2 years that I can actually genuinely say that. There's elation. I'm glued to the TV, honestly. I feel that, I mean, it's historic. But there's a tremendous amount of trepidation. I don't know about in South Africa, but I've been watching American reports. People continue to report this is a peace deal. It's not a peace deal, and we know that. And when you see on the live TV here, Hamas, armed Hamas terrorists guarding and manipulating even the release of the hostages today, we know that they still have a good deal of power. I'm standing on my balcony right now, looking at the Arab village next door, recognizing that Hamas is still very popular and controls pockets of communities in Judea and Samaria. So,
look, we don't need to worry about how South Africans are reporting it, because they pretty much aren't. After being obsessively focused for 2 years, they seem to have not gotten the member because there's a ceasefire now of some sort. But there's little doubt when we look at some of the horrific images over the weekend with regard to the activities of Hamas in Gaza, the display of military strength, or the attempted display, because we know they've been severely, severely weakened. But that hasn't stopped the rhetoric and the vile behavior as they execute anybody who they see as a threat.
Correct. And so we know that we're releasing terrible terrible terrorists who have the blood of hundreds, if not more, Israelis on their hands. And that's terrible. But you know what? You can't be. I was sitting on the couch watching the TV until I stepped outside. There's a lump in my throat, and it's an emotional day. So we're elated for that. We really are. But we know this is not peace. And I haven't written it yet, Howard, so you're getting the scoop. But I feel like one of my next articles will be an apology to my grandsons, who are 7, 4, 3, 1, and 6 weeks, that we're kicking the can down the road, and it's going to be a battle that they're going to
continue to fight. What a horrible thought, but how powerful is that? That Jonathan saying that effectively what should have, or what perhaps could have been, an end to war and conflict is really, in some ways, maybe being handed to the next generation of children who are going to need to fight like this one just did to protect their Jewish homeland. Is there little hope, in your view, that the broader peace plan that where Israel potentially establishes working relationships with many of the countries around them, does that not bode well for you and perhaps hopefully change things?
There's so many variables in that statement and question you just made, but the short answer is there is not little hope. I have no hope. Yeah, maybe there'll be relationships with Saudis and with Indonesia, and there was a report released now because the Syrians are jumping on board, realizing how much we value the return of hostages, that they're talking about the return of the remains of Eli Cohen, who was executed in Syria in 1963, if I'm not mistaken, or 65, yes. in the 60s, so yes. Longer than I'm alive.
It could have been in the 70s, and it would be longer than you're alive.
No, I'm 60 years old. I was born the same year as the PLO. That's another conversation.
Oh, wow. There's a feather in your cap.
There we go.
Yeah.
No, I have no hope of peace because, as I see, look, they're talking about from here. Trump is flying to Egypt to have a conference and a conversation with all of these countries that are now going to claim to come in. None of them to rehabilitate Gaza. None of them are truly allies of Israel, even those with which we're at peace. And so they can't be trusted. They were the ones that armed and funded Hamas to begin with. So no, I have zero hope. And you know what? I'm not the smartest person in the room ever, unless I'm the only person in the room. I'd love to be wrong on this. I'm celebrating today knowing that, as I said, this for the foreseeable future means that my grandchildren, I'm watching on the TV right now, kids, young adolescent, maybe preteens, gathering around where presumably some of the hostages are going to be released. What are they thinking? They're not celebrating peace.
So, Jonathan, I've got a very difficult question for you, and you might choose not to answer it. But hasn't everybody been shouting, bring them home? Now we've brought them home, and you're saying it's effectively kicking the can down the road.
That's a very fair question, Howard. First of all, the bring them home slogan is the wrong slogan to begin with. Mm-hmm. It was release them, which should have been. It's not the yes, but yes, it was an imperative. It is an imperative. You're Jewish, you know, we have an imperative to release redeem captives, and we do. But and thank God that's being done. But the other imperative was to defeat Hamas, and they're not completely defeated, not their military and not their ideology. So it's that contradiction that we're living with right now.
Jonathan, I do need to leave it there because we have a guest, another guest on hold. Thank you for that. And my feeling would be, and I don't know if you're able to do that or not, is to compartmentalize them. Just celebrate what we can. We know it's imperfect, but and of course it's imperfect. There's little doubt about it. But all of these things can be true at once, and we shouldn't deprive ourselves, perhaps, and the families of the joy that comes with today.
100%, Howard. I appreciate that counsel.
Jonathan Feldstein, president of Genesis 123 Foundation.